we'll actually try to get into the Shulchan Aruch a little bit and Boneh, Soter, building, taking apart. And we talked a lot about electricity. This is one of the things behind electricity, but there's a lot of other rules behind Boneh. And the most practical things we'll think about, besides electricity, are about building, are like opening and whatever, opening soda cans and packages and stuff like that. It's okay. Boneh and Magavatish sometimes go together. Just a very basic definition. There's a lot to say. We talked about it a little bit last time. But a lot to say. Basic idea. Boneh is one step along the process. It's a permanent thing. It has to be permanent. And you're putting things like together. You're putting together another section with another section, like two pieces of wood or two bricks or whatever it is.
I asked a question recently. Go ahead. Portable crib.
Okay, good. We'll get to that.
Is that mutar? Mutar.
But yes, we'll have to get to why is that mutar. So every step along the way is boneh. Another brick, another piece of wood, another nail. You're adding something. Well, it's something that's built already. And you're making a last finishing touch. Even if you're not adding anything, it's not really any other melachah. You're cutting off one small thing, you're finishing, you're making one last blow to make a nice size melachah. Now, sometimes they overlap. It's possible to have both. It's possible to have one, possible to have the other. It's confusing, and there's a lot of machlokot about which ones are which. And in the Gemara itself, it has, when you put a handle onto a shovel, it's machlokot, Rav and Shmuel, that's called machlokotish boneh. It's a big lema'aseh. It matters, but it doesn't matter so much. But Sam, either way, you can't do it, right? So I'm not going to focus too much on the difference between them. Shulchan Aruch doesn't focus on. More often sometimes we use the language of mitakein. Mitakein is a tolda of makalatishin. You know, mitakein is fixing, making it clean. So can I rip open an envelope on Shabbat? That's one. So that's a question. Am I breaking something? Or opening the portable crib, a stroller, a foldable stroller, foldable chair, table. All these foldable things, like army card, you're putting it together, something like that. All these questions. I never saw a handle of a window. Sometimes you have a window you can crank open, you get open and shut. And there's like a little handle. Sometimes people take off the handle and put it back. You ever seen such a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't break it. It's cars. No, I don't mean a. I mean a wheel. I mean it could be of an old car. I don't know. But
something on the car though, Shabbat.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, but okay. But I want to know. Could you take off that handle and put it back on Shabbat? Or if it's off, can I put it? Yeah. Some people have it like it's attached. And then you can try. It's not going to pull off. But some people, I mean, it fits perfectly nicely on, but you get to pull it off. And what they do is they pull it off so that no one's going to change it without them knowing. Whatever. The kids shouldn't change it. A guest shouldn't change it. Whatever it is. There's no one should change it if you're in the shul. And they don't want 10 people changing the window one way or the other 100 times. You understand the question a little bit. Makes sense. Or if you have a table, it's extendable. You have a leaf in the middle, a section that you add into the table. And you close up the table. You know what I mean? You add a leaf to the table. Some tables have like a big open. And you add something in the middle and they close. No. Okay, good. We have to figure out. And binyan v'stira b'kelim. The biggest klal is, the biggest kula that we should know about in binyan is this rule. The rule is, in binyan v'stira b'kelim, whenever I build a building, something attached to the ground, that's binyan, that's building. I take apart something that's attached to the ground, that's soter. What happens when it's a kli? It's a movable item, a useful utensil. I build or break that. Where it says, it's machlok b'sham b'hil, we hold b'hil, in binyan v'stira b'kelim. So, sounds like this. If we stop right here, so it's a good, so it's great. All the cases we mentioned, they're all kelim. So I can't build on, except through the handle on the house. We'll talk, because that's more safe, al ha-binyan. It's adding on to a big house. But assuming not talking about a house, the bottles, the envelope, the table, everything is kelim. Good. However, Shulchan Aruch says, not like I just wanted to say. He says, honey, meaning he explains himself, he clarifies, he adds, it's only true if she'en a binyan mamash. It's not really a binyan, a real big construction. You go on chavit, like a big barrel. But it doesn't really, not a good barrel. Skip, she'en a chazak yed, okay, we'll skip that, we'll come back to that. She'nishpura v'dibek v'shal rab is that. He took a barrel, and it's refurbished. You get like a refurbished phone. Sometimes it's a piece of junk, sometimes it's good. So what happens? They bought wine barrels in the store. How did they get the refurbished kind? So it means someone broke it open to drink the wine or whatever fell on the floor and broke in half. And then it took, as after they took some plaster, whatever, and then they stuck the shards together to make a barrel. So you buy one of the refurbished ones. It's not as good if it's refurbished than it was made the first time. When they made it the first time, all the pieces were whole. They're cut from a tree, whatever. And they nailed it together, made a nice big barrel. That, according to Shulchan Aruch, boneh al shabbat would apply if you make a barrel from scratch or you break a good solid barrel. If you break a refurbished barrel, that's not soter. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Meaning only a, basically, a not a, a junky kli that might break on its own anyway. It's not going to last forever. It's not such a good quality. That's the chiluk. Okay? Yochel l'shover l'kach mash v'dochan, you could break it out at Shabbat, even to take what's inside, b'vad shalo yichavim l'asol nekem yafeh, shelo l'petach. You can't make a knife hole. So if you have a barrel, you can't take a knife, or a saw or anything, and cut a nice little hole. Because then you're boneh petach. You created a hole. Okay? We have to talk about that to clarify with the orange juice. Yes. There's two different points. One point is the whole kli. Could I build the whole kli? Could I break the whole kli? That's one question. And Shulchan Aruch's posek, it only applies to something that's weak quality. It's going to break on its own at some point soon. That weak quality, mutar, no binyan astira. The second thing is, see a peta. Making a peta, making a circle, making a hole, useful. Because if you have a barrel that has no hole in it, not so useful. If you have a hole in it, it's very useful. So you make a hole that's a nice peta. If you have a carton of oranges or milk or whatever, and they make a hole in it, that's useful. If you don't make a hole in it, it's not so useful. So now, pulling out that little plastic plug, we'll have to talk about if that's considered a petach or not. Okay, but that's, the idea is making a petach, or the soda cans. Okay? Or this gets involved with a very big question, but this is part of this idea. Say a petach, okay?
It's like I could be a petach, right?
Mm-hmm. Say again, so okay. Yeah. Maybe you're making a petach. They made a nice opening. Good. So that means two mishnayot in the Gemara. Just to say the background, the one mishnah says shover kuf mevav and aleph, an important mishnah, a good kula. Shover adam et chavir v'kachum mina grogro b'shabbat. You can break a barrel to get figs. That was the snack of the day. So break a barrel on Shabbat to get the figs out to eat the figs on Shabbat. So that was the package. You got a little barrel of figs. You break it and open it and eat it. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And then we have another Mishnah about when you have a barrel of wine, you want to make a hole in it. So this is, you're not allowed to make a hole on the side, because then it's going to be a nice, you can't make a nice hole. You can make a hole and puncture a hole on the top. If you bake a hole on the top, then dirt gets in and other stuff again. So it's very not temporary. You can't make it a nice, beautiful hole. You can make it a hole that will be useful, but it'll be useful basically one time. Okay? Those are two Mishnah. Now, the first one, this is the main one we want to talk about for now, is you're allowed to break the barrel. Okay, so there's a big machlok rishonim.
A big barrel.
Big machlok. How big does the barrel have to be? Does that matter? Very good, very good. See that Ramah that I skipped? The Ramah said, in a machzeket, it's not so big. It's not 40 saw. 40 saw is the size of a mikvah. Look what three amot by one amah by one amah squared. Okay, it's not so much. Whatever it is. Square feet. So it's to 1.5 feet. By 4.5 feet, by 1.5 feet. So that's 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet is 2.25. Okay, times 4.5. So that's going to be whatever, a little more than 10 cubic feet. Okay, it's not so big. They say a person could fit in there. It's the size of a person's body. Now, probably people got taller over the generations from the days of the Gemara. I'm sure they did. If you see the armor. The difference of opinions. No, the Yehuda said people get smaller. The Chaim Noah said that people get big. Because they have not communed for the Kazayim. It says in the Gemara that a person can fit into a mikveh. Okay? If you check any of the mikvot and the archaeologists discovered in Israel, near the southern world excavations, it's beautiful. There's small little areas. The stairs are, everything's tiny. But either way, it's hard to measure because you can't know exactly where the metal water was. Yeah. But you can't know exactly. It's hard to know perfectly what it looked like, exactly how it was. Because it, good. But on the side, they also have mikveh. Yeah. Or a bathhouse, whatever. Bottom line, they're usually very small. The archways are usually small. The armor of the soldiers from 2,000 years ago, like the soldiers, have you. Most people don't fit in them. They're 4.5 to 5 feet or something like that. Most average people then, we're not so tall. That's an archaeologist. That's sociologist, archaeologist. That's what they say. People weren't so tall. Why do they ask me, what's the machlok? What's all about? Because there's two Gemara. Gemara Kuftad and Sachim, it says when they made a mikveh, they can make it so a person can fit in. Three amoka, one amah. Right, very good. And it figures out how much. How much is a ravid according to the size of finger breadth? So it comes up with a whole calculation. Two finger breadths, so about an inch and a half or 2 inches by another 2 inches by another 2 inches, something like that. That's a ravid. Okay? That's a ravid. However, ravid, we also know from other Gemara and Yuma and others, that ravid is measured by a beitza mechza, an egg and a half. So they tried measuring this, and they came out in the days of Nod Biuda. It was already in the Tashvitz, Algeria in the 1400s. He pointed this out. He said, I measure with my fingers, and I measure with the eggs. And the eggs, it's doubled, it's tremendous. It's so much bigger than the size of their fingers. You measure two fingers, you can get 3 ounces in there. You're not going to get 3 ounces. 3 ounces is like, whatever, in one of those 8-ounce cups or 7-ounce cups. It's like, halfway or something like that. That's 3 ounces. Can you get 2 finger breaths on each side? No, it's much more, it's taller than that. So Tashbait said it doesn't make sense. The Nod Biuda said, so he just said, we're machmir. We don't know what to do with machmir. The Nod Biuda said, I know. The eggs that we have today don't count. Because the eggs got bigger. In the days of the Gemara, The eggs got smaller. The eggs of the days of the Gemara were bigger. Rechaim said, no, it's the opposite. Hey, go back to the Tashbait. It's a Safek Lidina. Which one do we go with? Machmir, fine. Usually we go with eggs. Good. They have an egg they found uncovered from Pompeii. Oh, there's a rayot, many proofs. And the eggs there were smaller than today's eggs. Everything in the world, people are getting taller, eggs again. It's not possible to find. Olives they have, the largest ones are 7 grams. They're a quarter of the size of an egg. They're nothing like, they're not even close. Most olives, average olive is 5 grams. It's the fifth of the size of a half. It's very small. According to Tosafot, Tosafot said egg is the size of two olives. So people, Gary Slifkin, they want to know if it's from the chayim, but he wants to say it could be. The fact could be that the Bali Tosafot didn't have olives in their time. It was a Mediterranean food, not a European food. So Bali Tosafot didn't see olives. So they didn't see the olives were not half the size of the egg. Problem is, bottom line, like we're posekly down Shachan Rav. It's not the korsu to say, but bottom line, the halacha is kovea based on the way we understood the Gemara.
Changes.
Yes, it is. The Chassid Sofer's answer to everything is like that. Yeah, exactly. The Shtana today, things change. Yeah. Okay, it's true. It for sure is obvious it's true. They talk about people dying. A baby is not viable after 8 months. If he doesn't come, it comes out 7 months or 9 months. In all medicine today, it doesn't make sense. Or in a person, if they amputate part of the leg above the knee, they for sure going to die. It's not true anymore. We have tourniquets. Whatever it is. Those sciences change. Medicine changes. Other science could change, but it's not simple. They say the same with the Rebbeinu Tam after Shabbat. Rebbeinu Mazuz has a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. The son of Yishmael Mazuz. He says the same thing. He says, we see the stars come out earlier than 72 minutes. So how could that be? There's no nishtanu hatvayim. The stars change. All the astronomy changed from the days of Gemara till today. We should still keep the Rebbeinu Tam. Very interesting. That's Rebbeinu Mazuz. You can answer. I don't know if he does or doesn't. He's answering that question. I don't know if he does. I think he carried it. He doesn't hold it. Ikara did. We don't follow Rabbi Natan, but it's a good chumar for Shabbat. Yeah, correct. It would not say at all to drive a half hour after Shabbat started. Oh, follow Rabbi Natan. No, I wouldn't do that. Chazal to use like that. Anyway, back to the story over here. It's okay. I want to bone it. I got off topic. I get up too off topic. So the machloket basically Tosut says, I have one Gemara Kuf Memvav in Shabbat that says you can break the barrel, smash it, because in Binyan Stira Bikilim a kli, a utensil, is on a building. So that's fine. You can break it. You can build it. However, Gemara in Eruvin Lamedalit says, if you have a cabinet, you stuff your box of matzahs, the eru, these stuff, whatever, matzah, entomines, it doesn't matter, whatever, you put it inside. You put the food, the cookies, in a box, and then you put it in a cabinet. So it has to be accessible to be in eruv. Eruv is, you join everybody together, everybody can eat from some of the food, and then it's eruv. make a bracha, exactly, good. Usually do it like once a year. So anyway, if you have an Eruv and it's not accessible to anybody, it doesn't work. Where says, okay, you put it in the cabinet, you lost the cabinet down the drain, not an Eruv. Says Tosa, wait a minute. Just take a hammer, sledgehammer, or ask someone in the neighborhood, how do I break into my cabinet, smash it a few times? Good, you'll get your food. You'll get your cookies. So, what about Soter? Maybe Amstira Bikilim. It is not a problem breaking a kli, a utensil. You hear that's the opinion of Tosa. Tosa says, therefore, the only thing you can break is a refurbished kli, a junky kli that the barrel is going to break anyway. That's the opinion of Tosa. We posek in Shulchan Aruch with the Rosh and Tosa. True. However, Hamavadi and the Chuvah and Yechavada, I don't remember which often. We'll see it here. In Yechavada and then Yabi Omer and more places, he writes, here, Bet Membet. He says, the majority of Rishonim hold, not like Tosa. The Rambam is posek, he just has a barrel. In note 7. The majority of Rishonim are telling you the tshuva. In the beginning of the tshuva, he spells this out. The Rambam just quotes, you're allowed to break barrels. He doesn't say Anshabat. He says nothing about the type of barrel. So, minas kamitz mashma, it sounds like even good barrels you can break. Also, the Rif makes no clarification about that as well. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, others, but the Rashba is the most clear. The Rashba says, in Beitza, the Rashba says, it doesn't matter, good barrel or bread barrel. You can break it. Why? The steer between the two Gemarot gives an answer. The Gemara there is following an opinion. Yishbin has steer killing. They don't hold like that Gemara in Irvin. Or the Ran gives a different answer. If it's a very, very large kli, it's so big, you don't move it like a bookcase. A bookcase, he says, come on, then the tail, you say you're not moving it. Really, no one's planning on moving that. That's like a house already. Okay, fine. A very, very large thing. Good. That's the Ran's opinion. But basically, the Ran's basically saying, generally, so it says, Hamavadya, if Shulchan, and then the Rashba ends off, he says, and Kenir Ali Bidas Harif. I think the Rif also agrees with me, not like Tosa. He made a Kenir Kimta. I think it must be, that's Mutar, and all Kenir to break or to build. So Hamavadya says, if Rav Yosef Karo would have seen the Rashba, he didn't have the Chidush Rashba on. He had the Chidush Rashba on Shabbat and on Beitza. And if he would have had the Chidush Rashba, he would have changed his mind. Because he wants to say he has the Rif and Rambam arguing on the Rosh. The two of them we usually follow Rambam and Rif. That's what he's saying. Now, that's only one sniff lahakel. So good. So usually now that's one reason to be mekel on many of the cases of Binyan today is using this rule of the Rambam and others. In Binyastar Kelim and all Kelim. But the Chamavad does not make all that alone. He usually adds something else. Like, for example, all the... besides that, that's an important question. There's a whole diyun on that. The Ran says, you're allowed to break the Kelim, even though it's Melacha, because Onik Shabbat. Onik Shabbat, everybody discusses. You could break Melacha Derabanan for Onik Shabbat. We don't really follow that whole Ran. We don't follow that idea, but... It's a discussion. That's one of Chavavadiyah's story. What? Controversial, yeah. They have a big deal in, let's say, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, and Rav Shlomo Zalman about taking cholent off Friday night, you're going to put it back. We'll have to discuss all the details. How to do it, if he could, should, if you want to put it back. Good. So Rav Scheinberg said, I'll figure it out. I think it's okay. Even though it's a big kula I'm giving you, don't worry. For Onik Shabbat, you should allow it. And don't tell me, what do you need the cholent Friday night? You have to eat the cholent Friday, Chameen Friday night. Okay, some cookie, eat something else. There's so many other foods. And most people he's talking about, they're not starving. They have food. And he's going to eat the cholent tomorrow. He has to eat it Friday night too. He has to taste it, try it. Says Rosh Hashanah, yeah, anything that you want to eat in Shabbat is called Onik Shabbat. And you have chiyuv to do Onik Shabbat. So if you like the cholent, you should have, but Daf can use it. Even though it's cool. And Rosh Hashanah said, what? There's no such thing. You should have something special for Shabbat. There's no chiyuv to run after all the pleasures of the world on Shabbat. There's no such thing. It doesn't accept or shine breaks out like. We don't follow this around exactly. But Chamavadi usually is another reason, which is secret. I'm not trying when I open now. This is the reason why he's Mikhail on the bottles, the soda cans, most of the plastics, because you're not trying to make a clea out of it that's going to be useful in the future. really, really, you're thrown out. Good. Now, what about now? Shmirat Shabbat makes a chiluk. Shmirat Shabbat makes a Ashkenazi make a different Ashkenazi opinions. Some are machmir, some are mekel. Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, one of the Ashkenazi poskim. He loved her. He used to talk to Rav Adya. He is posek like Rav Adya. He can open the bowels and can't. Most of the Ashkenazi poskim, or many of them, at least, are machmir more generally. But they make the following chiluk. Generally, open before Shabbat. Ashkenazim, no. There are different opinions. Some opinions say it's okay to open. They're willing to be carded as Mikael. For Shechter, it depends who asks him, how they ask him. He says, he doesn't understand this. So yeah, he thinks it's a sword. But he doesn't like tell people he holds he can't open the bottles in Shabbat. Whenever he said in Shur, he doesn't understand it. Shai Shechter told me also, he was learning Beitza with him, and he got to the sugya about breaking barrels, and he asked him, so can you open the bottle caps on Shabbat? He said, I don't understand what the post can write about this topic. So Rav Leibowitz was quoted Rav Shechter as saying, he'll do his asur. Okay. I mean, it depends how you ask what he's asking. I think Rav Shechter holds that it's a question, and it's not a good thing, but it depends exactly what pratim you're asking, and how much sorech. Rav Adya holds mutar. Tavol abracha before Shabbat. Because you get out of machlok. Okay, Rosh Hashanah made a final chiluk, which is pretty accepted. The final chiluk helps out a lot of cases. Which is, if it's going to be a one-time use thing, I'm going to use a soda can, a one-time use thing, or a little package of pretzels. The whole thing was 10 pretzels. I'm going to throw it out after. I'm not trying to make this as a useful bag to be used in the future. Then it's mutar. But if I have a big bag of chips, the big bag of chips, I'm not going to eat the whole bag. Most people don't eat the whole bag. So then the Shmirat Shabbat says, yeah, because but then the intention generally is you want to make it. Fine. Then maybe not. But Shmirat Shabbat writes only on type of bag that's mutar. That's the type of bag that's usually used once and never used again. But a big bag you could roll down a little bit and just fold it, whatever, close it.
On Shabbat, they have the big proof bag like this for like 20 people.
I think Shmirat Shabbat would be more likely. Bottom line. The Ikar is Mimekel. What reason is Psikresha? Psikresha? No, it's Nichale. Even if it's Nichale. It's Nichale because I want to get my food out. Usually, you know what Psikresha is?
Over there.
It's cutting off the head of the chicken, and you don't want the chicken to die. Of course, we know the chicken's going to die. So you can't do that on Shabbat and say, oh, I didn't plan for it to die. We know it's going to die. It's going to say,
doing action A, action B, and
for sure, I'm going to drag the bench, 100-pound bench, on soft dirt, and say, I don't want to make any holes in Shabbat. Of course, I know it's going to make a hole in Shabbat. I can't do that in Shabbat. I can't walk into by the hospital, has an automatic sensor, a door, and walk into the door, and I want to get into the doors. They say, I want to walk through here, but I don't want the sensor to go off. We know. The hospital has sensors. You go through the automatic doors, it's going to open. That's Psikresha. That's not okay. Generally, Psikresha, Dinichalei Zasur. I agree. Usually, even the Ranan, I was talking about Solomon last time. Yeah, they have the Dalit Lama Dalit, the longest tshuva Chamavadi has in Yabei Omer. I heard that from Rabbi Yitzchak in one of his Moses Yerushalmi. That's as long as I didn't read each one and measure it. But he says the longest one. He has over 500 Mar Makomot in that one. Wow. Say like Dalit. He brings Mekilim on the Tzibrisha de Nichalei and Nirvana. Nichalei.
Yeah.
Opening the door is good for you. You want to get through the doors. If you're trying to get out of it,
I'm saying that. Of course, it's Nichalei. Why is it Tzibrisha? It's like you are opening the door.
Oh, that's important too. Yes.
What's the difference between me pressing a button and the
door is
opening and me going through a sensor?
Oh, okay, sorry. What's the Psikresha? Yeah. Going through the correct. Walking through the doors intending because I want to open the doors, that's not even Psikresha. That's Malacha Mamash. It starts on page. Oh, we have different pages. But, Chelek Lamedal. Sima Lamedal. It's over here. I'm looking with these pages. If someone knows this Shabbat, you know all of Shabbat well, I think. And I haven't learned it. Yeah, this is the Dude Chemish. He deals with all of this is in my pages here, almost 30 pages. But it's a similar page. It's very long. About 30 pages or so.
It's scary. It would take one of us like at least 40 years to write something like that.
And each page is bringing achronim, rishonim.
Even if I have 1,000 years, I'm not able to write one text.
That's a robust.
They have his grandson Rav Avadia Yosef Toledano. Here is Chavod. Like there are chachamim today, but yes. Also, he didn't from memory. But either way, what's the goal? Not just to mention, there is mikelim. Sigur should have denichalei under Rabbanan, but it's only we only use that the bishara sort of. You really need to, okay. But not otherwise. That's one case. Everybody has kula, but this kula is the you're walking into the lobby of your building, your apartment building, and there's an automatic sensor that the lights go on. Now, if I could see a little bit without that, it'll be nicha because I benefit a little bit with the lights going on. That's why they put it there.
Because it's not incandescent light. It's not
incandescent. It's just fluorescent. So then I could walk in on Shabbat, even though it's going to go on as nicha, it's benefit. It's derabanan because it's fluorescent. Secret nicha and derabanan. It's malacha mamash. If I intend, I want the lights to go on, and I'm walking there, and I couldn't walk possibly without that. Okay, then you have to discuss. It might be secret, it might be malacha. But I think most of the time, since you're trying not to do the malacha, you're trying to just walk there without intending to do this to happen. So okay, then it's not malacha mamash. Anyway, back to this topic. It's a psik ratio that you're going to make when you open the soda can. I'm going to make a good can. My intention is to eat, drink the food, not to make the soda. So it's psik ratio denichalei on a deraita. So psik ratio denichalei on a deraita. Rambam, I think. First parak. No. Even Aruch holds us because it's nicha.
Oh, it's nicha.
So according to everybody, the Rambam says chayav. It's a chayav. It's a sur min haTorah. Yeah. There's one shita mikubetz in the beginning. Ketubot. He says it's only the Rambam. We don't follow the shita. We assume like all the Rishonim. Tosot, Rashi, Rashbam, Iri. Everybody right? Deraita. That's what we hold. But there's one melacha that we're more mekel on. That is the Magi Mishnah that learns from the Rambam. We're more mekel. Some of the Balatos also accept this. On Makeh Patish. Makeh Patish means I finished making a useful kli. I made something. So if I open the side of the soda bottle and I made a kli, what makes it a kli? This is a great Magi Mishnah. Magi Mishnah is one of the Sephardic commentaries on the Rambam, the first one of the first. And he says, what makes something a useful kli is your intention that it should be useful. If you don't intend for it, it's a piece of junk. There's no difference between a cup and a piece of garbage other than your intention, then it should be a useful item. That's a society. Good, we should go back to Plato. But that's the chashivut of kelim. It's a Mishnah, I think, I don't know, 18th February, whatever. Call your deen l'idei tuma al-idei machshava.
They make it into a soccer ball.
There's a good discussion where Nemzal has. On Shabbat, can you violate Makeh Patish b'machshava? He says you can, but it's a big chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. It says in the Gemara, if you take a long piece of wood and you crack it in half, it's not so tear. It wasn't a clear to begin with. It's just a piece of wood, and then you make it into a toothpick. Your intention is to make a good toothpick. Before it was not; it was just too long, or whatever. And now I made it into a skewer, or made it into a toothpick. Now you made it useful. That's mitake. Good. That's a Gemara. That I don't have any time to win. What if it used to be a wood chip and it looked nice? No, it was off the tree. It was sitting on the ground, but it wasn't mukseh. Let's say it was in my house, and the kids liked to play with it or whatever. It wasn't mukseh. It was shaved down, so it was nicely formed, so it wasn't mukseh. But is that mitakem? Yeah, it is mitakem if you fix it the right shape, the right size. What happens? It was ready the right size, but I had no intention to use it. Now, on Shabbat itself, I come and say, I want to use it. And I intend it's going to be, I'm going to take this right now to be used for it. Is that Makeh Patish? On Shabbat with the Machshava? Big deal. Not so pashut. There's a Gemara and Rashi, I think, is a raya for this. That's a question. So I think halakha probably mutar, but I think corner namitzal, some use it not like this, but some takes a tissue and they put it as a bookmark. And they say, this is now, hereby, this is as a bookmark. A tissue. He just changed the tissue from one thing into a new clip. Change from one clip to a new clip. Could be Makeh Patish. Okay, Lama said, I don't know anybody that's machmir on this. And even though it's all I didn't say like that case, I'm not gonna. I'm hesitant. I'm not gonna add Qumran that I don't know. But what I will say is, if you intend to make something a kli, it's a kli. Okay, so therefore, when you have a soda bottle and you open it, and you don't intend for it to make a cap out of the cap when you're opening the cap, or the soda can when you're opening the can, you don't intend to make the can, you're just trying to get the drink. It's called psik resha. Psik resha, according to Magen Mishnah, is mutar, min ha-torah, mitar min ha-rabbanan. If it's just a makabat, secretion on every other machazah, so secretion of Maradish is because thought is definitional to making a useful item. Have you not thought?
Okay. Sorry, this is only a question because of the seal.
The seal, that's one by the caps.
Right.
Or the soda
caps. Ashkenazim don't hold.
More Ashkenazim or Machmir, exactly. Very good.
Okay. So they ask a Sephardi to open
the door. Very good.
In Yeshiva, always.
Yeah.
They always ask you that.
Let me ask this.
There's some. There's Machloke, right? Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Rebelski says they can't ask. It's a sur for Ashkenazi. They ask a Sephardi to do that. Ham Avadia says that they can ask each other. Sephardi can ask Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi can ask Sephardi. So it depends. Depends who you ask. So the Nishan holds, you can't ask the other person. Rishon Zalman says you could ask the other person.
But you could hint. If they say you can't ask.
Tell me what's not machlok. I just want something
that's
not
machlok. Everything was
machlok. Shema Yisrael, Shema
Gunnar. No, it's...
Fine. So they say a little maaseh with the machshava, cute idea. They say when the Hashem and the man fall, so the Midrash says, what did it taste? It tastes like whatever you thought it would taste like. It tastes like ice cream. So someone asked what's Chafetz Chaim. What would it taste like if I thought nothing? They said, it tastes like nothing. It tastes like air. So he said, this is a lesson that Hashem gave us, that everything in life only is meaningful, that which you appreciate about it, whatever which you think about. You can walk through all life, and it's meaningless, unless you appreciate it, unless you think about it.
It's like a deep, social constructionism.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Only has value based on what we apply to it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I didn't take philosophy.
It's all about Kavanah.
That's
it. Good. Fine. So now,
apply it to certain objective things. Yeah, Tanya,
okay. Let's just do. Let's do Sif Ben. We'll do a little bit more. Okay, making holes in Shabbat, we said making a hole that's useful is a problem. So what about making the hole in the soda can? Bet. Hayba nekev in the stam, u lamata min ashanim, asur lepatchot, kivit shalemata, kol kovid a yayin alav.
It's not like it's allowed, because it's on top.
Okay. Okay, so, let's just see here. You know what? Let's see if we can find that one. The answer is, it's going to depend on this. Where do they have the... Really? Mutar the king. Kanech haluol. Okay. Okay. Some of Avadia's basic idea. The reason that you're making... It's not you're trying to make a nice hole. It's just the most convenient way to make the hole. So that's why it's a mutar to make the hole. It's not trying to make a nice seal. Okay. Fine. Let's just say out some of the practical examples, and we'll move on. There's so many good things, but it's all like Yisodo. You have to go through.
Like
Kinim on Shabbat is very important. It's not the Siman. That's brought later.
Talks about it when you die, about going to the Mikvah.
Very good. Yeah. Halacha, the riff is my kelly car. I didn't like that, but we try. The chashan rov writes, you should be machmir for the rosh. It's asur that we should give it to the nadir.
And you should even make a bracha on it either, right?
I don't think we can take it.
No.
Mashemira, I didn't think that anymore. Some of that is not like that. You can make a bracha, but we don't. We try not to do it. So that's why it's not so. But if and we'll talk about that later.
What am I supposed to do? Okay. He wasn't by himself.
If
caravan.
You know, why don't we do... Let's do Chet. Let's go on to another one. There's so many things here. Let's talk about one or two more ideas about opening the bottle and stuff. Okay, Chet, Sif Chet, skipping ahead. Chot Loch, Shelt Marim, a package holding figs inside. Dates. That's figs. Dates or figs. If you have if it's wrapped up with a piece of paper and there's rope on top, sometimes like bakeries make a package and put it with some string. If you have a wrapping with a string, you take a knife, cut. You can take your hands and rip it if you're strong. That's fine.
You can untie it if it's a type of knot. We'll talk about it in Shinjin, maybe another week or so. We'll talk about knots and making knots and untie it. No one can untie a knot if it's not a permanent. Permanent knots you cannot untie. I mean, permanent is like it's meant to be there for a long time. You can tie your shoes. Everybody does that. Tie a bow. That's okay.
Is like a sealed envelope considered permanent?
Oh, very good. Well, I hope I find it. There's a big deal about envelopes.
Like opening mail,
if it's overnight or if it took more than a week.
Bottom line, okay, so I wish I had this case in front of me over here. I'll try to find it. But let's finish Shulchan Aruch. We'll talk about that just as we finish. It says, you can open the strings. Afilu gufan shachotlo. You can even break the tear of the rip, the tearing the paper to open the thing. Because that the package is like the food. It's batel to the food. So you can break it open like you can open a knot. To get the food inside. So Rav Moshe has a very long shuva about opening camps. He's like one of the first that wrote about the camp. And he says, it's the same thing as this. It's batel to the food. There's no chashivut to the metal, the aluminum. It's worth, three, I don't know, 5 cents compared to the food inside. Because at the end, the last carrier. We should quote that Rav Moshe correctly. He says, it's 10 pages. He defines what is the malacha of makvavatish back and forth. The first chelek is very chashuv tshuva. But the last paragraph he says, even though I think Ikaradin is mutar to open, because batel to the food of the chashivut of the kli is not a chashivut kli, wasn't made first as a kli. I mean, this only intended to hold a little bit of food, it's disposable. It's like over this paper you rip it. That's true, but is it because I'm afraid people are going to make out a mezalzel, and if on Shabbat they're going to do other things, so you're not allowed to do it. So he held as a sur. Because it looks like you're breaking something that's special. That's what he said.
So we're opening chips. That those types of toast, Ashkenazim are...
Look at the... We have the Shmer Shabbat Chiluk. The Shmer Chiluk was the disposable things that are one-time useless. Which are things that are like the big bag of chips, Ashkenazim are Machmir. There's a difference between the plastic and the metal bottle caps. That Rosham Zalman made a chiluk. The metal is a problem. That's Mutar, we'll discuss another day. But yeah, Mutar, because that's a psik Rishon. I'm trying to get rid of the letters, trying to erase the letters. That's psik Rishon. Lo Nichalei, Anu Derabanan, because.
Even if you break the letter or something.
It's in the Kalkel. It's not it's breaking letters in half. And also, letters in English or any other language, Ksavah Shri, might not be Deraita or Zerua. Important shit. But good. And it's Chamavad has a lot of reasons why do we make it on that. Ideally, if you can avoid it, fine. Anyway, okay, envelopes. We open those. So, there's two things we can worry about. One is, if you open it where they glued it shut, then if I tear specifically on that spot, not even tear, I undo the glue, I peel it off, that's not a question of soter. That's correct. Correct is anytime they chauffeur is to glue things together or to sew them together and I root them apart. That's Korea versus Soter. Korea as Soter is a unit, a uniform item that I smash, I break in half. So I peel it off, that's going to be Korea. As opposed to I smash, I rip it in half, I rip it or whatever, rip the side of it, that's going to be Korea. Now, are we matir Korea? We're matir korea only if you peel this off. Only if it was not amanat l'kayim. It wasn't meant to stay there for a long time. So a guy has a bencher, birkon. The page got stuck together. A piece of a book. He gets a little bit of thing inside, and it gets stuck together. Sidur sometimes, unfortunately. Could you pick that up? Mutar. You could pick it up because it was not amanat l'kayim. The guy who put the whatever. The last time the phone closed the sidur was not meant to stick together. It's not amanat l'kayim. It's not permanent, and therefore that's okay. Mishan Baraz even make it on it. However, that's only to peel off the envelope. To tear it, that's a bigger question of soter. It's not batel to any food. Therefore, there is an idea of those mekinim. Maaseh, I think, I didn't see Chamavadi be matir that. As far as I know right now, it's not okay to be korea. There's no food inside. I'm not trying to get the alpha food. Therefore, you can't, even if you're trying to get the letter or whatever, you cannot do that on Shabbat. That's right. So, yeah, could be a smooth sack.
Well, like, to break the envelope?
To break open an envelope, Shabbat, from what I learned so far, it's not okay. Okay, if we'll see to next week. I have to see if I can find some of
that. What about building like a bandit?
A bandit, that's what's up. Chamavadi has that. It's in Yaakov Yosef, but he says it has kama to like one of his Sfarim to a certain Sefer of Asfardi Posek that wrote about this type of topic, and he wrote a Haskama.
That's a good
and problem. It's Mutar in all the respects. So what's the reason? When you pull off the band-aid and you pull out the... That's exactly what he said. Tikkun Shahad, the Lomi Chalei, and Dravanan. Because you're pulling out hairs, according to Tosa, is Dravanan.
It's an easy way to get out of it, though. Just put the band-aid and...
It doesn't like it sticks a lot.
What?
It's true. But taking off the peels off the band-aid, it's also not Korea. Because it's separating two things that are glued to shot. And Mutar, the Mokum that was now not Korean, they didn't make it in the factory, so it should stay there forever. They made it so it should take off.
Oh, you're saying.
So why? And also the emblem of Mutar had the same argument. It wasn't there for Korea.
To peel it off, I said, I think it's Mutar, Ikar Adin. I don't know if it's ideal, but I think it's Mutar. To rip the envelope in half, to tear it, that's stira, I think. That's harder.
It's Korea. Matir.
No. Korea is peeling when
I was...
Yeah. If you have a glued shot and you're peeling it off, I think that you can be Matir. I think it's not the best thing to do, but I think that's Mutar. If you tear off the side, then I think... That's so where that's you started our siman. If you hold like the Rambam and Mutar, we don't really follow the Rambam. The Taz somewhere says that he writes a big harifut. He writes somebody who tears envelopes in Shabbat, Choshan is Skila. He writes, he thinks it's very serious. That's why I didn't take time to invite him to Mekel. If I find it, I'll change my mind. But until then, I think there's a difference between packages of food and the envelope.
So food is always a Mutar to open the plastic, the chip bag. And
there's Mekel and all this. Because your command is to get the food inside. Even though you can make a similar argument.
I'm going to rip the letters and all that stuff. Bottom line,
there's a lot over here. Just to mention one line over here, just to say that Klal, that he has, we have something that is, something that's not permanent, that's not going to be, like in the middle of Yud, he brings this cloud, and if they have something that's attached to the ground, like a Zeled, Shavur, Kashur, whatever, something attached to the ground, it's going to be Binyan Stirah to take it off, put it back, and it's a sort of door. But it's only if it's meant to stay like Hayim. It's only meant if it's meant to stay like that. But if it's not meant to stay like that, then we're usually Matir. And he says, this is what people did. I don't understand why they did this exactly. They had an oven, and they had a ledge right outside the oven. And every Shabbat, they plaster cement. The ledge on the outside of the oven. So imagine this is my oven, and I put a ledge right here. I plaster it on. On Shabbat, I'm done with the oven. I took all the food out. I break that off. I need the space. Mutar. Why? Because it was not. I'm not okay. Sifia over here. Okay, we'll finish with that.
What about?
Good question. Maybe from what I learned from Nehemiah, but I think it's okay. Because you're not really making... It's in the Be'yitzchak Kikari.
Oh, in the Mishnah Berurah?
In the footnotes of Mishnah Berurah. But it's a chiddush. Even he says it's a chiddush. I don't know if you could apply to all cases, extend it, everything. I don't think he could.